Everyday English Lesson 74. Welcome to Everyday English, listeners. We have said something about making offers in English, and have discussed one expression for this. Will you have? An expression we introduced earlier. Today, we shall introduce an alternative expression for will you have. Now listen.
Would you like some tea?
Would you like some tea? This is another way of saying,
will you have some tea?
Will you have some tea? Would you like some tea? Both express offers. The second alternative, which we're considering, also takes the form of a yes or no question.
Would you like some tea?
And it always begins with the word would.
Would you like some tea?
And the main verb is like.
Would you like some tea?
It is important to remember that the auxiliary verb is would and not will when an offer is being made.
Would you like some tea?
And not
will you like some tea?
That's incorrect for an offer. Let's see a few more examples.
Would you like a piece of paper to write on?
Yes, please.
And you would like a pad to put it on?
Yes, please.
I have several pens here. Would you like one?
No, thank you. I have one.
Would you like, followed by a noun. The response to an offer like this is...
Yes, please.
If the offer is accepted.
Would you like a piece of paper to write on?
Yes, please.
Now, if the offer is declined, the response is...
No, thank you.
No, thank you. But, yes, please.
And would you like a pen to write with?
No, thank you.
Always say yes, please. And no thank you. Never no please. These are also the appropriate responses for the earlier expressions of offer we looked at.
Will you have an egg?
Yes, please. Will you have an egg?
No thank you.
We've lumped together the offer expressions.
Will you have?
And?
Would you like?
This is justified, but there's a difference we should point out between them. The offer expression,
would you like,
can be used to express many more kinds of offer than,
will you have?
In addition to,
would you like an egg?
We can say,
would you like me to give you an egg?
Here, the would you like expression is followed by the infinitive to and the verb.
Would you like me to give you an egg?
This alternative is not available if we use the expression will you have. Now, listen to some more.
Would you like me to post these letters?
Yes, thank you.
And would you like me to send a fax message as you earlier suggested?
Yes.
And what about the email? Would you like me to send the email? Would you like me to send an email message to the manager?
No, thank you. I have already done that.
Now we're going to listen to a dialogue in which occur several instances of the expression, will you have? And the expression, would you like? Now, please pay attention to these expressions and what they mean.
It's a shame we couldn't pick you up at the airport this morning.
Not to worry. I know your intentions were good. You have been hard-pressed for time. Things would have been much easier for me if the bus service was regular.
Well, there'll be time to talk about our transport system later. You must be famished.
I am, and I am thirsty.
Would you like a glass of beer?
Yes, please. That would be most welcome.
I'm going to order lunch for us. Would you like to eat here or at the restaurant next door?
It really wouldn't matter. I am indifferent.
And what would you like to eat? Will you have a sandwich in the meantime while I get ready?
No, thanks. I would like to wait till you are ready, and we will go together. I brought you people some gifts to cheer you.
Oh, how nice of you to think about us.
Here are a few of them. I expect the rest to arrive soon. Will you have a bracelet, handkerchiefs, and a brooch?
That's a beautiful brooch, and I'm sure Kweku would like a necktie like this one. But we must be on our way. I must order before we leave. What would you like?
What have they got?
The usual things. Would you like banku and okro soup?
I think I would have that. I have heard a lot about your banku and okro soup.
But I haven't finished. They also serve rice and chicken piri-piri.
I still will have the banku and okro soup.
I suppose you would like to change first.
You would like to freshen up too, wouldn't you?
Yes, please. Would you like to go to your hotel immediately after lunch?
Yes, please. I'm already beginning to get tired.
And would you like a whole suite to yourself?
No, thanks. That would be too big. It is unnecessary anyway. I will have an ordinary room.
Thank you. That's all. Goodbye, listeners, and have a good day.